Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
I love being with you so much. I just can't wait. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Wally Box, our guest. We're talking about writing a book, helping you get the book out of you that's inside of you. First segment, we talked about just how things have changed. Second segment, we talked about what you should have inside the book. Make sure it's yours, it's original, that it's not so self-referential. It's what you know, the thing that's burning inside of you. Go ahead and just get it out. Don't wait to have a whole chapter already. Just start writing and sort it out later. Wally, once now that we've got this book, and by the way, Wally Bach helps people do that. His website is writingabookwithwally.com. I love that website. Wally, now that you've got this, like the dog that chased the car and caught it, what do you do with it?
You mean the book?
Yeah. Well, now that we got it, we're
well. First of all, let's back up. While you're putting the book together, you should be thinking about how you're going to make money from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. Everybody doesn't want to make money from their book. Some people just want it to give it to their customers.
Well, that's another way to make money.
Okay. All right. That is. Huh? You're right.
I work on the premise that unless you get lucky, you are not going to have a book that you make a significant amount of money from.
Right.
You know, no matter how good the book is, there's too many books, there's too many situations. It can be a real luck thing. But there's a lot of other things you can do. I suggest every client have a business plan for their book. Once I get the book done, these mm-hmm. are the other products I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do with my fees. Mm-hmm. Or, and I've had people do this, I want to do a little book to promote my business. Yep. We did one with a guy who's a roofer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if there is an unromantic business in the world, that would be it. So what did he write? He wrote a little book about roofs.
Hmm.
What to look for, what could be an issue, what not to worry about, ways to do certain kinds of repairs, all the things that he's told people in the 30, 40 years he's been in business.
You know the guys at Pike Place Fish out in San Francisco, and we've gotten to know them over the years. They sell fish. Well, they've written two different cookbooks over the years to help sell their fish.
Mm-hmm. There's so many ways to make this thing work in a world where, you know, you are the business and the business is you,
mm-hmm.
that you need to think about it early. You need to think about what kind of products am I going to put around this? How am I going to promote it? When you get the book done, you shouldn't be saying, okay, now what am I going to do? You should already know what you're going to do. And if you're writing, say, information products to go with it, let's say you're doing a business book on sales, you can put a workbook with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that workbook as you go along. And you can say, okay, this is going to be my Kindle book
mm-hmm.
on sales, but the workbook's going to be a PDF, and it's going to be on my website.
Speaking of that, do you recommend people write a book and go right to digital, not even print?
I pretty much everybody I've been talking to in the last several months wants to do a digital book.
Yeah.
Some of them want to do print as well. What I find is we're still in a stage where both authors and readers want both.
Yeah.
So I think you need to think about both.
Right.
But a strategy that I'm seeing emerge, Jim, is I'm going to do this digital book, and if it sells some stuff and I get good feedback on it, then I'm going to take it to print. So I'm using the digital as a test bed for the print.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, and folks, there are so many things, there's so many tools and resources available to you right now to get your book out, to make it available on Amazon. I mean, you can write a book and put it up on Amazon. Anybody can't they?
anybody can, and pretty much anybody does. Anybody does. Someday.
But if you want it done right, if you know nothing about publishing, if you've never written a book, you're not a writer by profession or by instinct or whatever, get somebody to help you, and you'll enjoy the process, and especially if you do it with somebody like Wally Bach. Wally, the website is Writing a Book with Wally, right? .com.
Writing a Book with Wally.com.
Yeah, and so
we try to make it simple.
And you'll have fun, I promise you. If you let me help you with that. Hey, Wally, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, always fun, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Let's do 15 more years. What do you think?
I'm on.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.